Okay, see, with us from the Superior Watershed Partnership, and that's quite a announcement for your group to get that that kind of money sent here to help people. Tell me about that proposal or that grant that has been awarded.
Yeah, we're so very excited about this My Impact funding. We worked on the proposal last summer, and we were just awarded in November, and we're able to assist so many more UP residents at this point with heat and electric utilities, as well as to expand our services to include water, sewer, and trash assistance.
Well, how does the program work? I imagine there are some income guidelines that must be followed to qualify, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There are some guidelines, and they're a little bit complicated because there's a couple of different populations that qualify. So households under 150% of the federal poverty level who already qualify for state emergency relief through the Department of Health and Human Services, we can assist those households already with our funding from the Michigan Energy Assistance Program. But now with the My Impact funding, we can also assist them with water, sewer, and trash. In addition, households between 151% of the federal poverty level and 300% of the federal poverty level, who have historically not really had access to assistance at all, can now apply for income verification with our program, and we can assist them with heat, electric, water, sewer, and trash.
Now, why the expansion into things more than just the usual, the heat and the electricity?
Well, we find, you know, when we're working with the clients that we've already worked with through Michigan Energy Assistance Program, over and over and over, we have questions, you know, do you help with water? Do you help with sewer? A lot of those bills are connected together through, you know, municipal utilities, so they're all on one bill, and utilities require all of them to be paid in order to keep any of them being shut off sometimes. And those are just areas where there isn't currently a lot of assistance. Even the Department of Health and Human Services state emergency relief cap is lower for water and sewer. So we've kind of seen a growing problem for a while in those specific areas, and it felt like a really great way to, you know, to pull some more UP households up out of poverty and into a more comfortable place. Additionally, the expansion in our income bracket there up to the 300%. Those households are referred to as the ALICE population, Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed, and that's sort of a donut hole where they usually have too many assets or slightly too much income to qualify for traditional assistance, but not enough so that they're really able to always comfortably meet and anticipate the needs of the household. So we're seeing this program not as the crisis program that the Michigan Energy Assistance Program is, but as a true assistance program. So, you know, perhaps if we take the pressure off this month by helping with a tank of propane, you know, that money can go to put snow tires on a vehicle so that a working member of the household can regularly and safely get to work to continue keeping income going.
Okay, so how can people apply, what's the procedure?
Well, a super easy way for households that are able to access and use the internet is to go to our website, which is superiorwatersheds.org, and once you're there, you can, sorry, my computer is not loading quickly. Once you're there at superiorwatersheds.org, you can click on the Energy Conservation and Assistance tab under Projects. And that'll direct you to all of the information. It provides an income calculator where you can fill in your household's income and expenses, and it will calculate your eligibility for the different programs and then direct you to specific buttons so you can submit your applications right there online. Otherwise, people can always call us at 906-273-2742 or stop in. We're at 1104 North 3rd right here in Marquette.
Now, is this only for Marquette County, or is it for other counties as well?
This is absolutely for the entire Upper Peninsula. From end to end, we serve all the counties of the UP, and our funding for this program is specifically limited to the UP. We're really seeking to help our neighbors.